A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 to 16. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and built upon it. But let each one take heed how he builds. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day of judgment will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work, of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burnt, he will suffer loss. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Repentance can be compared with the demolition work on a condemned building, and the excavations that follow in preparation for the laying of a new and firm foundation for a new building. Repentance is separating ourselves from that which separates God from us. We must do a thorough work of repentance. A hasty or half-hearted repentance will make a shallow and unstable foundation for spiritual life. The joy and freedom of forgiveness is well worth the cost of repentance and restitution. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. The word of God warns us, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderous, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Do not be wise in your own eyes. The fear of the Lord is a beginning of wisdom. God alone is all-knowing, everywhere present, and all-powerful. We need to study the Word of God daily. There are 31 chapters of Proverbs, one chapter for every day of the month. It is wise to begin our days with readings from the book of Proverbs, wisdom for the decisions of every day. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. We must not fear man, we must fear God. When we fear the Lord, then we are freed from the fear of man. Either we will fear God and not man, or we will fear God and we will not fear man. If we want to fear the opinions of men, then we fail to fear God. It is either or. We must choose. Either we seek to please God or we will please man. Either we fear man or we fear God. If we fear God, we will discover he is the beginning of wisdom, and this will enable us to choose wisely and depart from evil.